You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm sorry to start out your Monday with some bad news, but here it is. The Sacramento Kings have closed their practice facility for good after a member of their traveling party to Orlando has tested positive for COVID-19. We will discuss that. I will share with you the details that I have surrounding that situation. Plus, I have audio from Friday's press conference with Kings forwards Harrison Barnes and Kent Bazemore to play for you on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for over the last 5 years. This is my sixth season covering the Kings as both an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. And of course, this sixth season has been wild, crazy, all over the place. We're in unprecedented times, still working our way through this COVID-19 coronavirus situation. We are all very hopeful that the NBA's plan to return with 22 teams in Orlando at Walt Disney World will actually happen. However, with each passing day, we get more COVID-19 and coronavirus news coming out and how that is affecting NBA players, NBA coaches. And overall, we're seeing the NBA's plan be put to the test right away. And that's going to be a major focus point here as I talk about this situation with the Kings closing their practice facility, is because, look, it was inevitable that coronavirus and COVID-19 was going to affect players and coaches and the NBA in some capacity. There was no way that they were going to bring 1,600 people, even though it's only for a couple of weeks, to Walt Disney World and have them all not test positive and completely keep coronavirus out. I don't think anybody in the NBA who put this plan together, who has worked tirelessly for the last few months putting this plan together, I don't think any of them expected to be completely clean and to not have to worry about coronavirus, especially when they're going to Florida, which out of all the states in the United States of America right now is probably the worst and having the most spikes and the most cases of COVID-19. So let's be practical here. The NBA knew that they were going to be facing issues with COVID-19 and with their players getting it. They have put contingency plans into place that other leagues, I believe, are adopting or trying to work out with them. The MLS is about to start in Orlando. That actually begins this week. We know MLB baseball is set to return. The NFL is watching everything and trying to figure out how they're going to get their season started on time and normal. So all of professional sports in the United States of America right now are working together and kind of paying attention to each other and trying to figure out how these things are all going to work. So that's very important to keep in mind here as we really talk about the NBA's plans now being put into action. Because there's a big difference between everything on paper looking like, okay, it's going to work out, this and this and this is going to happen, and in the case of this, we have A, B, and C to address this issue and to fix this issue, but putting it or moving it from on paper to actually implementing it in real life, those are two completely different things. So it's going to be very interesting for all of us to pay attention and watch closely what the NBA and even individual teams like the Sacramento Kings, what they do as more and more cases and more situations come up and happen over the next couple of weeks. Let me back up a little bit. Like I said in the intro, the Sacramento Kings announced that they have closed their practice facility for the remainder of the time that they were supposed to be there. Now, I believe the Kings are or were supposed to fly out to Orlando to begin the rest of their mini training camp in Orlando on Wednesday. At least that was the plan. I don't know if that plan has changed. We haven't heard any reason to believe why that plan has changed, but what has changed is the fact that the practice facility is now completely closed. So the Kings were supposed to have today and tomorrow, and maybe even Wednesday morning, of some training and individual workouts. And to be clear, so you understand, the whole team was not in the practice facility working together all at one time. They were only bringing in a certain amount of players and a different rotation of players to do individual workouts, watch some film, some individual work with coaches on the floor, just getting some shooting up, some weight room, training staff stuff. There was not full practices actually happening in the practice facility last week, and they were not expected to have practices like that over the next couple days. If you remember or listen to one of my Locked On Kings podcasts from last week when I was playing audio from the media's conversation with Luke Walton, Walton himself said that real training camp wasn't really supposed to begin until the team was all together practicing on location at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. So what we were told and what we have heard is that a member of the Kings' traveling party to Orlando has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, that's really broad. It could be another player. It could be a coach. It could be a member of the training staff. It could be a member of their PR staff. There are a lot of people. I think the Kings had a group of 30 or so people that were going to be going to Orlando, and one of those 30 or so have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, of course, the Kings also have three players who are currently positive for COVID-19 and in quarantine and isolation. That's Buddy Hield, Alex Len, and Jabari Parker. So clearly, coronavirus and COVID-19 has had an effect on the Sacramento Kings. And the practice facility, like I said, it will not reopen before the Orlando trip. The Kings are now one of seven teams who have had their practice facility shut down. The Bucks, the Heat, the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Suns, and the New Jersey, or rather Brooklyn Nets, are the other teams that have also shut down their practice facilities. And again, this was somewhat expected. Maybe not the practice facilities being shut down, but it was expected that COVID-19 in some way, shape, or form was going to show up and was going to affect the NBA's plan. So I am really interested to see how the NBA implements the plans that they had in place. Are they going to look prepared and handle things the right way? Or are they going to be caught off guard and a downward spiral begins? Look, teams haven't even made it to Orlando yet. And that's a big difference. And the reason why I bring that up is because FC Dallas, if you're not familiar with the MLS, Major League Soccer, they're also playing in a tournament to start their season up in Orlando, Florida. And that actually begins this week on Wednesday, I believe. FC Dallas is one of the soccer teams that is competing in the tournament. And their entire team was tested multiple times before they boarded the plane and left for Orlando. And none of their traveling party and none of that team tested positive for COVID-19. When they landed, their first test after they had landed in Florida, I think they had three members test positive for COVID-19. Again, Florida is a hot spot right now. So not only are we going to see players test positive before even going to Orlando, I imagine there are going to be players that test positive just in their first few days or even hours in Orlando because of how hot of a zone that is right now. All this to be saying, or all of this to essentially say, look, it's going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. I have faith that the NBA has something, a plan in place to handle all of this the right way so that basketball can be played and the season doesn't have to be shut down. But only time will tell for that. Before we get to the audio from Kent Bazemore and Harrison Barnes from Friday's media session, I want to take the time really quick to thank one of our fantastic sponsors here of the Locked On Kings podcast, Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes, Fiat, Kia, and models, Pacifica, XT5, it is now impossible to stock all of the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand that his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things, like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based off of what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all of the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us?" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. So today, Monday, we were supposed to have another media session with the Sacramento Kings, as they've been providing either a coach and a player or two players every single weekday. We had no media sessions over the holiday weekend, of course, but we're supposed to have one today and tomorrow, and we believe that they are going to be continuing when the team is in Orlando for training camp and after their games, et cetera, as long as they are there and competing in the NBA regular season, and heck, maybe even the playoffs. But today's media session, and I imagine the media sessions for the remainder of the week until they get to Orlando, have been canceled because of the news that the practice facility has been shut down. But we did on Friday get to speak with a couple more Kings, Harrison Barnes and Kent Bazemore, and they both talked about a lot of different things, from their expectations for this team starting in Orlando to the social justice issues to how long they want to remain with the team. Kent Bazemore talked a lot about how much he enjoys Sacramento and him wanting to actually stay here. So I have plenty of audio for you from that. But again, context is important. This was back on Friday before all this news had come out. Not that that has a major effect on things, but just keep that in mind. And we'll stick with the theme of coronavirus here for the first question and for the first soundbite that you're going to hear. It's from Harrison Barnes, and he talked about how difficult it was for the team to show up at the practice facility and start getting back into the flow of things without Buddy Hield, Alex Len, and Jabari Parker there because they had been out with COVID-19.
That was tough. I mean, Buddy, Alex, Jabari, those guys were working. We've been in touch with them for a while, so to not have them here, to not be able to see them with everybody else, has been difficult. But at the same time, we're glad that they're all feeling good. None of them are really showing symptoms. Hopefully, get them back as quick as possible, and have them meet up with us here in Orlando.
Harrison Barnes did say, though, that despite the fears of COVID-19 and the risks that these players are taking, the team is hungry and ready to play.
I think everyone's hungry and ready to play. After such a long break, guys are excited about the opportunity to, finish our season. We felt like we were finally hitting our stride. We got a lot of guys who are healthy, have a chip on their shoulder. So, we're ready to go.
I asked Kent Bazemore about the momentum that the team had, how well they were playing before the season stopped, and if that was going to be difficult to carry over after all these months for this 8-game sprint.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are nervous about that for some reason, but yeah, I think the way we play, I really think it's going to, shorten that, I guess, chemistry or whatever. We share the ball. We're a very unselfish team. Defensively, we're very active, and I think our DNA within us is fit for an environment like Orlando. A lot of people are trying to choose favorites, but what people fail to realize is that teams, it takes a season to build up to being a dominant team. You see the Lakers and the Clippers who, by the end of the year, by the time COVID happened, they were looking like they were favorites to run away with it all. But with this break, and some guys may not have been working, some guys may have worked. I think it's up for grabs. It's a very, very fun environment. It's an environment that I love to thrive in, that I've thrived in, dating back to the Vegas Summer League. It's just business, and you go down there, you take care of your body, you follow the rules, you hoop, and that's my type of environment. And I think we have a lot of guys on this team that are thriving that as well. We're a very fiery team. Our coaching staff is they bring the energy. You know, the guys on the bench, you know, including myself, you know, when the guys, the starters are out there, we're all bringing the energy. So we're looking forward to it.
Barnes then talked about how grateful he was that the team has the opportunity to compete for a playoff spot.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we have an opportunity to go out there and play. I think that's, as a player, that's what you want. You want the ability to compete. You want enough games to be able to showcase, you know, what we could do. It'd be different if they said, look, you know, we're just gonna flip a coin, we're gonna leave it to a machine to determine, you know, what the playoff structure is gonna be. But I think this gives us the opportunity to show what we have. And, you know, if we get in, we deserve to get in. If we don't, we miss the opportunity.
Bazemore talked about how it's going to take more than just being the best team in the NBA to win the championship this year. It's about outlasting your opponents.
Well, I mean, it's ultimately going to come down to the survival of the fittest. You know, when I was back in Atlanta working out, I had a couple jokes from my trainers just saying, you know, it's not about, you know, who's the best basketball player this time of the year. It's about who's going to go the hardest and the longest. It's just about outlasting guys. It's a lot that guys are sacrificing to make this happen on both sides, coaches and players. So, yeah, we're all going to miss our families, but at the end of the day, you know, we're down there to work. You know, who's going to stay focused? Who's going, you know, who's going to take care of their body? Who's going you know, maintain the focus you know, how many days we're down there, bringing it every day. You know, who's going to be able to play in the empty gyms? You know, who's going to – it's so many variables to playing great basketball. And I've been successful at it, and that's kind of some of the stuff I'm going to share with my younger guys. You know, I went to the Vegas Summer League, and while other guys were out, you know, partying and stuff and, you know, hanging out all night, I was in my hotel room in the ice tub, you know, looking at film on my laptop or watching videos of Kobe Bryant all night. You know, it's, you know, just staying locked in, and it paid off. You know, I was in a non-guaranteed situation then, and I'm in a contract year now. So I feel very comfortable going out into the situation. And they also have 3 golf courses, so happy about that too.
Harrison Barnes is, of course, one of the respected veteran leaders of this team, and he shared that the Kings are locked in and laser-focused.
I think it'll be good for us just because that focus element is there. I mean, we're there for one reason only, you know, to play basketball, and we're going to use our time effectively, you know, off the court, like I said earlier, to promote, you know, social justice. But the biggest thing, I think, for us is that we'll just be able to lock in, starting from India this year, in the whole beginning half of the season, you know, our team was so up and down with injuries and things that were going on. So, you know, we're hoping that this time together really, really help us.
Bazemore hasn't been with the team for very long, but quickly he has become a voice and veteran leader in that locker room. And he shared the advice that he had for the young Kings.
Well, yeah, obviously the pressure is there, but, you know, my advice to them is just don't be afraid to fail. You know, go out there. Be aggressive, because, you know, we're only gonna be great if you're being aggressive, if you're trying to, you know, go out and make the perfect play, or you know do certain things that may slow you down and take you out of who you are. You know, it's not gonna benefit us. So I mean, I just want these guys to go out and compete, you know, at the end of the day, because, you know, it may not be pretty down there. You know, it may not be you know, the basketball that everyone's accustomed to watching during the NBA season. So we just at the end of the day, we got to find a way to get it done. And you know, I just want my guys to go out there, play as hard as possible while you're on the floor, give it all you got, and let's go win some games.
Bazemore was asked what fans would be hearing from the Sacramento Kings, seeing as how there's not going to be crowd noise and fans in the stands to distract us from the chatter on the floor.
With this team, you're going to hear a lot. These guys are, they get after it, man. I love it. But it's just basketball at the end of the day. You know, it's back to its purest form, where, you know, it's just you, your teammates, and your opponents. You know, it's a game that we all grew up playing, you know, just by ourselves at some point. So, you know, the fans, you know, we would definitely miss them. But at the end of the day, you know, once that ball goes up in the air, you know, you're focused on, you know, your schemes, your game plan, and trying to win a basketball game. So I'm sure the fan, I mean, they'll have their say so with, you know, social media, and, you know, when they'll be watching. And if you care about it that much, you can go see what they see after the game. But I think, you know, for the most part, it's just, you know, getting the ball up in the air and trying to win games.
Of course, we all know how many injury issues that the Kings have dealt with this season, so it was important for everyone to use this downtime to get healthy and get in shape. Kent Bazemore said he's never felt better, or hasn't felt better, at least in a long time.
I feel great. I feel the best I've felt in a very long time. I went back to Atlanta on the 13th of March and probably took about 3 or 4 days off, and I called my trainer. I was like, man, let's get it. You know, it's the first time in a while that I've quote unquote finished a season on a high note, you know, physically. This year is one of my best years to date. Hadn't missed any games. You know, I was available every night. I really got into a rhythm of taking care of my mind and body. So I feel great. I put on a few pounds and, you know, polished up my game a little bit, you know, with some stuff that, you know, talking to some of the coaches over the break, just, you know, trying to dial in, you know, how I can, you know, best fit in with this team. And I'm looking forward to, you know, going down there and kind of, you know, picking up where we left off.
Here's where we get to my favorite part of the interview that we had with Bazemore talking about his future with the Kings. First, Kent talked about how he loves being part of a rebuild, getting this young team potentially to the playoffs.
Anytime you're part of a, you know, an organization or a team that's, you know, looking to get over the hump and looking to try to do anything that they can to win, you know, it just aligns with, you know, who I am. You know, I love building things from the ground up. I love being a part of kind of the grassroots of something great. And with the young core here and Coach Walton kind of getting his feet wet and, you know, leading the playoff team, it was just kind of made for me to bring my experience, Eastern Conference Finals, 60 win teams, you know, a bunch of playoff experience, just bring it in and trying to implement it as best I can to this team.
I, of course, feel that Kent can offer a lot more than what he has already to Sacramento. And if you weren't watching Kent Bazemore play before the season stopped, you were missing out. Kent was huge, very important for this Kings team, has made an immediate impact since being traded to the team in January. And if you've listened to this podcast and heard me talk about Kent Bazemore before, you know I love the man and I want to see him in a Kings jersey for a long time. The good news for me is that Bazemore could see himself in Sacramento for the next few years.
Oh, yeah, I like it a lot out here. Obviously, having some roots down in the Bay Area and, you know, a lot of the people that were in the Bay Area, you know, with the Golden State Warriors when I was there or up here in some form of fashion, you know, even starting with ownership. So a lot of similarities. And I think, you know, Tina, Penny, you know, Coach Lucas, a lot of people here that, you know, really look out for your best interest. And they've really made this, Mel, they really made this, you know, transition really smooth. And for the players, just a ton of good guys. You know, you look at a guy like Darren Fox is, you know, really, really talented, but also a great kid. You know, my first time really interacting with Marvin Bagley, you know, just raw talent. You know, it's fun to watch him work out. He's just, you know, so springy out there. It's cool. And Harrison Barnes, us being rookie teammates as rookies, to kind of, you know, go our separate ways and come back and, you know, talk about some of the things we've learned. You know, it's Rashawn Holmes. I mean, I can go down the list, you know, Corey Joseph, who's a champion with his experience. Yeah, this is definitely a place that I can see myself playing, you know, for the next couple years with a team, you know, with so much promise. You know, I definitely want to be a part of that.
Absolute music to my ears. Have a couple more clips for you here to play, both from Harrison Barnes, but I will mention this with Kent Bazemore really quick. Kent shared with us that his wife is pregnant. He's expecting a daughter, and he has a young son at home already, and it's been difficult for him and will be difficult for him to go to Orlando and be away from them for how many days or weeks that the Kings will be there. That leads into this clip from Harrison Barnes, who talks about how playing in Orlando is a sacrifice for everybody involved.
I mean, there's no way around the fact that, you know, this is a sacrifice. Whether, you know, you're getting away from your family, whether you're not going to be able to see, you know, your parents, siblings, whatever it may be. And, you know, not having an end date, too, definitely adds extra bit of focus to you that, you know, if you're going to be away from your family for this long, you want to make it worth it. You want to make it something that you're completely locked in and focused on and you're giving your all to, or else it's a waste of time.
And finally, in case you missed it, the NBA said that they're going to be allowing players to post their own messages on the back of their jerseys. So instead of names, you might see a lot of Black Lives Matter or Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, things like that. And Harrison Barnes said that he's definitely going to partake in that.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on the requirements, man. I mean, do we get eight different ones? Do we get one? How many words? What's the word count? What's the censorship? I mean, I'm definitely going to do something. I'm just waiting on the official guidelines for what we can do.
That will do it for another episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hope you enjoyed everything today. If you want to respond to anything we talked about, the practice facility being shut down, or one of the comments that Harrison Barnes and Kent Bazemore made, please do so. You can do that on Twitter, at MattGeorgeKHDK. Tweet me publicly or DM me privately there if you wish. Or you can email me at any time, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Also, quick heads up for you. I will be hosting all this week Sports 1140 KHDK, which is the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento, their afternoon show from 3 to 6 p.m., normally hosted by Doug Christie and Jason Ross. Both are taking the week off for vacation, so I am filling in alongside my partner Scott Marsh. So you can hear us talk more about the Sacramento Kings, about the NBA, and all sports news in Sacramento and all over the United States. We will be doing that from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday this week, so please tune in there. We have a text line and phone line. You can call in or text in. Let me know that you listen to the Locked On Kings podcast, and I'll be sure to share my appreciation for you. Would love to have you over there. We spend more time getting into these issues. It's less compact, and we have some fun discussing things over there. So please join us for that. You can listen to that on your radio, AM 1140, if you're local in Sacramento, or you can listen on the internet, khdk.com, completely free there, or download the KHDK app on either Android or in the Apple Store. If you have a second on Apple Podcasts or iTunes to leave a review of this podcast. Only takes about 45 seconds to a minute. I would appreciate that. Helps us out a lot. Helps us get this podcast out to other Kings fans around the world. And of course, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hope you had a safe and fun 4th of July weekend, and I look forward to having you back with me next time. Until then, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.